This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. Jesus prayed a lot. How are you in your prayer life? I want us to look at two passages of Scripture for today. I believe that they will help us to pray more effectively. The first one begins in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36. It begins this way. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to his disciples, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." He took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me." He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, "O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. The second passage of Scripture comes from Luke chapter 22 and verse 39 and following. It says this, "Coming out, he went to the mountain of Olives, as was his custom, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw. And he knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground." As we examine these two passages of Scripture, I want us to note, number one, that Jesus prayed. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 36, he says, "Sit here while I go and pray over there." How often do we forget to pray? You know, we live in a hectic world, and many times our lives are very hectic. Our mind is full. It is going back and forward. We're thinking of things in which we need to do, places that we need to go. Certainly, we go to church, and we're spiritual, and we try to keep our minds upon the Lord. But how many times do we forget simply to stop and pray? I mean, outside of the meal being placed before us, do we take time to pray? Number two, Jesus prayed intentionally. In verse 38 of Matthew chapter 26, it says, "Oh, my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me." He prayed intentionally because he had something to pray for. How many times do we know that we need to pray, and maybe we set some time to pray, and we go to the Lord in prayer, but we're just kind of floundering around in our prayers, not really knowing what to pray for? Well, Jesus knew what to pray for. He prayed intentionally, "That this cup may pass from me." Whenever you go to the Father in prayer, what are you praying for? You may want to make a list of things to bring before him. Instead of this jumping into prayer and this kind of thinking about at that time, well, what do I need to pray about? Take some time, write it down. Sometimes within our worship services, we'll have someone who prays and they've written down everyone's name that they want to pray for, or perhaps events that are happening, and they go right down that list. They are intent upon what they are doing, that they are praying intentionally. Number three, Jesus prayed in faith. Notice this in verse 39 of Matthew 26. He says, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Jesus had a prayer, and his prayer was that this cup may pass from me. But notice what he says, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Will God always answer your prayers in a way that you want them to? And you know that the answer to that is no, that he will not answer them many times in the way that we want them to. We pray and we know what we need and we know what would be great. But you know what? We don't have the mind of God. You know, if God had taken that cup away from Jesus Christ and said, okay, you don't have to do this. You know what? You and I would not have hope of everlasting life. We would never have the opportunity to go in and being with the Lord forever in heaven. It is only through this sacrifice of Jesus Christ that we could ever have everlasting life. Whenever God doesn't answer our prayers in the way in which we want him to, does that mean that God doesn't love us? Did God love Jesus? Did God love his son? Certainly he did. But did he answer the prayer in the way in which Jesus wanted, Lord, take this cup away from me? And the answer to that is no. But he gave him strength, did he not, to go through with it all. Number four, Jesus prayed repeatedly. Look at Matthew chapter 26 and verse 44. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. There are two things I want us to look at here as we're looking at that idea that he prayed repeatedly. First of all, it says, and pray the third time. Well, sometimes folks will say, well, you don't need to do that. Just pray one time. Well, here we see Jesus praying three times. What he was about to go through was very important, and he needed strength. He needed to be in touch with the Father. But notice this, that not only did he go away and pray three times, it says that he went away and prayed three times, saying the same words. Now, someone will say, well, that's vain repetition. And the answer to that is, it's not. Vain repetition is saying something over and over again without one's heart or mind being into it. They're just saying the words. Jesus is not just saying the words. He is pleading to the Father to take this cup away from him. And so he uses the same words or similar words again and again. Father, take this cup away from me. Number five, Jesus prayed earnestly. Notice that in Luke chapter 22 and verse 44, it says, and being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. Then his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Notice those words, more earnestly. Jesus was already praying earnestly, but here it says, and he prayed more earnestly. Some translations may put more intently. And the idea that is brought there is the idea of to intensify or to focus even more so on. And here's an idea of having a magnifying glass, and we can have a magnifying glass that is focused, and that's we are magnifying the intensity of the sun on an object. In prayer, he is magnifying, intensifying his focus on prayer, that this cup may be delivered from him. And so we see that he prayed, that he was intentional in his praying, that he prayed in faith, he prayed repeatedly, and he prayed earnestly. Whenever we look at these five things, and I'm sure that you could go back through these passages of Scripture and find even more, but whenever we consider these five things in prayer, I hope that it helps us in our prayer life to grow stronger and more focused upon our God. That's all I have for right now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do His will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.